Do as directed.
Good morning, America, and how are you this fine day, February the 3rd, 2011? A lot of things going on in the world. We will talk about a lot of them, and you will talk as well as listening. This is not you will listen, it is you will listen, and you'll enjoy, hopefully. I'm sitting here with my fingers crossed, figuring that Roberta's going to do her job, and Jennifer will do her job, and Rich will do his job, and we'll all get along wonderfully well. As we prepare.
I wouldn't count on me too much this morning.
No.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Why do you have doubts, Doug?
A doubt about what?
That we will do our job.
Have you met us?
I didn't. Yeah, I don't think that I have any doubts. I'm here
ready. You said
ready.
You hope we do our job. So
well,
I'll change that. Why do you think
I know
we
you'll
oh,
do
okay.
your job. I
Thank
know.
You. It's better.
I'm sure.
We are radio professionals.
You are family.
I've done a stellar job all week.
Yeah.
You know the odds.
Yeah,
I can't go a whole week.
Thursday job, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the Super Bowl is Sunday. There's a story about a fellow who had 50-yard line tickets for the Super Bowl. He sat down. He noticed that the seat next to him was empty. Asked the fellow on the other hand, on the other side of him, about the empty seat and wondered if there's anybody sitting there. The guy says, nope, the seat's empty. First guy says, wow, this is incredible. Who in their right mind would have a seat like this for the Super Bowl, the biggest sporting event arguably in the world, and not use the
thing? Not sell it.
Second man says,
exactly.
Well, actually, the seat belongs to me. I was supposed to come with my wife, but she passed away.
Oh.
And so this will be the first, you're telling this guy the story, first Super Bowl. We haven't been together since we got married, 1967. So the fellow says, oh, that's too bad. That's terrible. But couldn't you find somebody else, a friend or a relative or even a neighbor to take the seat? The guy said, nope, no, they're all at the funeral.
Terrible.
The Super Bowl, let's see here, on this date in 2002, makes sense, 7 years ago in New Orleans, Super Bowl 36. Patriots were in the action, Richie.
Yep.
Beat St. Louis, 20-17. Was that the only Super Bowl the Patriots have ever won?
No.
No.
No,
the
they didn't win the one.
When
I was running the station in Boston.
They won
two
or three in the past 15 years.
Oh, have they? Okay. So what do I know?
They're nothing like the show-off Steelers, but you know.
No, right, exactly. Green Bay all the way. Green Bay. Is that
three
the
in the last 10 years?
Three, have they?
Be careful, because the guy that's hanging out there with you at the station, Diamond Dave, he is a diehard Steeler fan.
Really?
He? Yeah.
Hey, Dave, we don't like the Steelers. They suck.
Be careful.
Yeah, by the way, that was Jennifer who said that.
I don't want the letter opener to the eye. That's all you, buddy.
So is Tom Brady the quarterback in 2002? How long have you been with the Patriots?
They haven't been great until Brady came along.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is he the greatest quarterback that the Patriots have ever seen?
As far as I know.
Yeah, really.
Michael?
That sounds like the beginning
of Chicken Man. Brady the greatest quarterback the Patriots have ever had?
Chicken Man. Yeah. Chicken Man. He's everywhere. The world, the greatest crime fighter the world has ever known. So this guy is the best quarterback they've ever had.
Brady's it.
Most people like this guy, Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots.
He's a good guy.
The family before that, the Sullivan family, weren't so easy to deal with. Because I was running the station that did the Patriots broadcast at the time, had dealings with the family. They were okay, but they didn't have the dough. Somehow or other, Kraft has gotten a lot of money. He's made a lot of money. No, he's not involved. I don't think he's in that family. Where did Kraft get his money? Where's the Robert Kraft, the owner? He made a lot of money with the Patriots since he's owned them, but he had a lot of money when he came into it, and I don't know where it came from.
You know what's really funny?
Yeah.
How people interpret sports, football in particular.
Yeah.
Okay, so men are into it for the sport, for their team, home loyalty, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Women, like, for instance, me, I used to love Tom Brady and the Patriots. Now I can't stand him because he left
Bridget
Monaghan when she was pregnant, right? Yeah. So I won't ever go for the Dallas Cowboys because Tony Romo left Jessica Simpson on her birthday. And
wow.
So see, like the personal stuff really gets in the way of who I cheer for.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, want to know where all the teams make their money.
Okay.
Can care less.
So how much does it cost? The ticket for the game in 2002 was $400. What was it to buy a ticket?
$2,400 now.
How much?
$2,400.
How much?
$2,400.
What?
That's probably for a nosebleed, too, isn't it?
I see what they're going for on eBay.
$2,400. So there have been a lot of stories this last couple of weeks about how certain members of the Congress have gotten favorable treatment by those who were there. The Republicans got good seats. The Democrats got lousy seats. Last year was just the opposite. Isn't that sort of ring? Is there something about that that seems really wrong? It seemed to me that is, but it's typical of what we know to be the reality in political circles. At any rate, the Patriots did a good job then. Patriots aren't in it. Green Bay is going to win. It's that simple, and here I am, the expert. By the way, Richie.
Yeah.
On this date in 2001, the great Vince McMahon masterminded the introduction of the World Wrestling Federation's Extreme Football League.
Oh, that wasn't so good. But wrestling,
what a painful mess that was.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Interesting. Oy. For 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lasted.
Yeah.
The
well,
XFL.
It was, were they wrestlers who became football players or football players who became wrestlers?
It was another football
league. It was another football league. So they took all of the guys who couldn't make it into the NFL and created another football
league.
That's
a cool idea because you had a lot of college people.
Did they play inside? Were they?
Now, look, you can buy tickets to the Super Bowl Plaza, the party plaza. This is Jerry Jones is a piece of work, man.
Yeah,
he wants to have the highest attendance record of any Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
So how he's doing that is having a Super Bowl party plaza out in the parking lot with TVs and.
Are they playing the game there?
Yeah, in Dallas.
In Dallas, really? In Dallas. Why aren't they playing it in? And, well, I suppose, okay.
They never play it at either one of them because they never know.
No.
They never know who, so they can't plan for it.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, the game day is going to be 60 degrees. I saw Dan Patrick yesterday.
Right.
And his guys, they're there, and they're all, I thought they were in a building someplace, but they weren't. They had their jackets on and hats on, like they were outside.
Yeah, no, it's been cold there this week.
It was cold,
so,
freezing rain.
Check this out. You'll love this. Yeah. So Jerry Jones, in order to have the highest attended Super Bowl tickets sales is creating this party zone out in the parking lot to where you can buy tickets for like $500 to stand out in the parking lot and watch the game on Jumbotrons.
Yeah.
That actually would be fun, though.
How much are the tickets?
It'd be fun.
$500?
But you know what? I'll pull up my truck, open the tailgate at the local Walmart or Kmart or Target or something like that.
TV store and watch the
window. Invite some friends.
Right?
Pull out a little Weber grill.
Best Buy.
And I'll charge you $100 and we'll all have a hoot.
And
man.
A big old time.
For $500, you buy your own big screen TV.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And there has to be some technology that allows you to run a television set with outside power. I mean, you could bring a generator as much as anything else. Put a generator up and set up the TV. Put some rabbits on it. Bingo, bango, you're all set.
There's some 12-volt TVs.
Yeah, are they really?
Stick it into your cigarette lighter.
Happy birthday to Elijah Pitts, who is a Green Bay Packer, or was a running back. Played in Super Bowl, 1938. That would have been one of the early Super Bowls, wouldn't it have been?
Super Bowl I.
Was it? Fran Tarkenton. I was just looking at this, all these birthday celebrants who are football players. Fran Tarkenton, a name most people remember, even me, who is not a football fan. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Played for the Vikings.
Yep.
Was in Super Bowl 8, 9, 11, and played for the New York Giants as well. Has the individual NFL career record for passing yardage. There's a good guy, Fran Tarkenton.
Mm-hmm.
Gail Gillingham played for the Green Bay Packers as a guard, was in Super Bowl II, born in the state 1944.
Wow.
Bob Greasy.
Oh, yeah.
Miami Dolphins quarterback, was in Super Bowl VI, VII, and VIII. Miami in all of those? Wow.
Yep. That's back in the 70s when they were in their heyday.
Yep. All right, so there's a little football item or two that is of interest and importance as we approach 16 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card, like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases now through February 26th add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Oh, Lena.
Since we've no place to go.
Yeah.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
New York City yesterday saw ice accumulations.
Woo!
Thanks to the mixture of sleet and freezing rain. Roberta, how are you doing getting around?
You can get around pretty well. I went out walking late yesterday afternoon, but in the morning, in between breaks during the show, I was going outside and just shoveling up the slush.
Hey, is it that? We talked a few weeks ago about shoveling the walkways in our local communities. I would imagine up in New York City, it's your responsibility to shovel
walkway. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It can be, $100 fine or more if you don't shovel your walkway.
Our poll yesterday, are you looking for a longer winter or an earlier spring? 63% of you said you'd had enough of winter. Bring on the spring. Thank you very much. 14% of you said, let's skip spring and go to summer. 15% said, I like winter and spring, so I'm happy either way. 9% said, you love winter. Hope it gets even worse than it is. That's good for you guys. Happy birthday. Get out of here. So there's a radio station in Palm Beach. It's offering, while the weather is as bad for a limited time, they're offering a trip to the area. This is, by the way, people in New England especially, and New York as well, find the east coast of Florida, especially Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Jupiter Beach, those areas. Mm-hmm. They want to come down. They're giving away a seasonal condo in this contest they're having at the radio station. I would think that would be a better radio promotion for somebody up north, not somebody down south, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make more sense?
I would think so.
Yeah, the station, there are a lot of, but again, these are sort of transplants. But there's lots and lots of snow, lots of stories. The 1,500 cars that were trapped on Lakeshore Drive in Chicago have that story at gooddayshow.com. Can you imagine?
They said it looked like the scene from The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, kind of what it is.
Yeah, really.
Right? You can't do much, can it? Everything sort of gets dead. 21 after the hours. We celebrate today, Thursday, the 3rd of February on Good Day.
message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Or near you.
The circle of life, and it moves your soul to care and hold through faith and love.
I'm wondering, Jennifer, why all the red lights are going off in the studio here.
I can tell you.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
this is not going the way you, I'm sure you were thinking. This is not good.
Yeah. You have a vibrato, but basically it's so out of tune and there's no melody.
The singing honestly was terrible.
So it's a no.
It's a no for today.
All right, that's Rodolfo Ochoa trying to sing Circle of Life.
Oof.
Trying the operative word there. The judges wondered out loud why they couldn't find a good cowboy singer anyplace.
I've been singing most of my life, good or bad, I just let it out there.
When Daddy hang up, she was gone again.
Leave me if you need to.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Don.
I said no.
I said I wasn't ready.
Father said I needed to work on my performance.
Completely and utterly heterosexual. Just want to throw that out there.
When you have to say it, there's something fishy going on.
All right, that was John Wayne Schultz, who had just sung Believe, and here he is for the boys and girls on the panel.
My hands bow my head. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Oh, I believe.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I don't think it's bad.
I believe.
And then you think 50 cents is
great. Great.
That last believe almost brought a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you believe.
All right, so here's John Wayne Schultz explaining why he's there for the audition.
My name is John Wayne Schultz. I'm 23 years old, and I'm from Karn City, Texas, and I work on a ranch. In 2007, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was a hard time for all of us. And I told her, Mom, I love you. I'll do anything for you. And she said, well, try out for American Idol.
I just feel that he has such a voice and a talent to share with so many people. And he's so genuine. He is the most genuine, kindest person you'd ever meet. And he loves his mama.
Loves your mama.
Loves his mama.
That's good. That's a good story. A lot of strings on that one. By the way, what's the story with this written apology before the show?
Ah.
The Steven Tyler said that whatever he did would never happen again. What did he do?
He has statements that he comes out with, and some people get a little riled by them, but they think it's apologize for his awesomeness.
What did he say?
Zap2it.com has his top 10 most outrageous statements. Things like,
blanket up.
What's with the juju bees on the Ohubis? And you had me sold from the second you laid eyes on me. Slap that baby on the and call me Christmas. So he keeps just coming out with statements like this, and people just crack up. And So now they're apologizing for his awesomeness.
All right, so here's Jennifer Lopez. All of them went on Oprah yesterday. All the judges, Randy, Steven Tyler, on how honesty is the best policy for these people.
That's 05, right?
Yes,
thank you.
Sometime today.
It's funny, you know, I don't feel that I'm being really tough. I feel like I'm being really honest. So it's hard to, in the beginning, it was kind of hard to say no. It was just, you know, you feel like you're devastating someone, like you're killing your dream. And that was difficult for a second. But at the end of the day, I really feel like being honest is the best policy, you know?
You know, but she louder
you know?
So you can hear what she was saying.
Yeah, you know.
I think I've got my headset adjusted right, so I have to talk a little louder than I normally do so you can hear what I'm saying.
She looked good, though.
Yeah, she's getting a little skinny. Needs a couple of hamburgers. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
You're skinny.
I'm Shelley Palmer with today's top stories in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a recent survey by Deloitte reveals that American consumers have their attention divided while watching television. 42% are surfing the web, 29% are on the phone, and 26% are texting or sending instant messages. While people are now multitasking more while watching television, 79% are still doing the viewing on their TV sets, not on their computers. In other news, U.S. law enforcement officials seized 10 popular websites known for illegally streaming live sporting events and even pay-per-view events for free. As the Department of Justice said, these streams are harmful to professional leagues. And finally, a student was suspended for insulting a teacher on his Facebook page. The ACLU stated that the suspension is a direct violation of state and federal law, and the status update is an extension of the student's free speech. A federal agency declared that the law protects Facebook statuses as long as no threats are made. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight on The Office, what happens to Michael Scott that's so bad?
I'm upset. My bladder is full. There's no telling what I might do.
He goes missing.
This is a manhunt slash rescue mission.
Now, he's got the whole office looking for him.
He answers to Michael G. Scott, Michael J. Fox, Mr. Fox, the incredible Mr. Fox.
Where's Michael? Well, he's on an all-new office. It's all part of Comedy Night Done Right, all night. All new comedy, all night long. Tonight on NBC.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good news. I consider this whole deal to be good and great. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with all of these wonderful people that help you start your day every day. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli, along with me, try to bring you an up-to-date overview of what's going on in the world one way or the other. Some of the amusing things, some of the important things, the historical perspective on what's going on in Egypt. Pretty interesting with all these supporters. We were out there yesterday, 600 people wounded, 3 people were killed apparently, and then he goes on television and apologizes for all of that. In terms of history, you all know how I love history. So if you go back to 1954, when the Egyptians did the same thing they're doing now, anybody remember what went on in 1954? I'm the only one old enough, I guess, to remember what happened. I was a youngster.
The
I remember
French
even
thing.
Thinking about it. Well, the Egyptians, what was going on in 1954 there on the streets of Cairo, there was a, I guess that you'd say this guy was a despot, King Farouk. I remember him. King Farouk.
Farouk.
So he gets ousted in a military coup led by Gamal Abdel Nasser. And Nasser then becomes the leader of the Egyptian people. This is just at the time that television was coming in. All the newspapers in Egypt were nationalized. The constitution was suspended. Anybody who was in opposition to Nasser got arrested and killed. And then then all hell broke out because the students, Egyptians, remember, are more educated than most in the Middle East. They have a tradition of education and connection to Europe that way, which many of the other, all of the rich people in the other Middle Eastern countries send their kids to England to go to school or over here. But in the main, the Egyptians were better able to understand what was going on, and so there were a lot of protests that started. And 1954 was the height of them, and that's really when democracy sort of set in there. You wouldn't have believed. You go back and find some historical perspective. You can go look it up. You can Google it or whatever. But, you know, at that time, no cell phones, no internet, no Twitter,
no Facebook. No.
But the word spread rapidly back then. The soldiers were out there to disperse the crowds, and it didn't work. Public transportation was shut down. The streets were closed off. But it's still, police were trying, and the army were trying to stop this. And then they started in. They joined the demonstration. They completely changed all of the authority that was there that was being used to put everybody down. They changed, and they joined the protests. And so that was when the whole situation changed. Nasser was a dictator. He got thrown out, and it was in, you know, within 2 or 3 years. It didn't take him long. It took him 30 years to realize what a bum Mubarak was. But Nasser went away, and that's when Sadat came in. There was a lot of focus on the Suez Canal then, as there is today. But you don't hear as much. You're hearing about Twitter. Today, it's the story is Twitter. Back then, the story was the Suez Canal. But it just shows how things change over the years. So that's a little historical perspective on what's going on there. Anderson Cooper got slugged a couple of times, and I tell you, you'd think that was the biggest part of the story of the day yesterday on CNN. Man, if I saw that video once, I saw it 14 times. So he got slugged.
But
all
he
right,
got hit
so.
In the head, my poor friend, Anderson.
He gets, yeah, okay, so he's there in a danger zone. You go over there, you're going to cover that
chucking
guy's
pillows
head.
Back and forth.
No.
What do you have?
If you're going to go, you got to know what you're throwing.
You better have some starch there, otherwise you're going to get what you get, in a sense. Speaking of getting what you get, at thegooddayshow.com, you will find Roberta Fasanelli's picture just below where it says co-hosts. And there's a box entitled Queen of Cheap.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hi, Roberta. Okay. You have, speaking of shootouts, what do you have?
Let's start with your favorite thing, Doug, first. Yes. Ice cream!
Ice cream,
real scream.
Yes,
Friendlies, great. You get 5 kids cones plus $5 off a $25 a purchase at Friendlies. If you do a $1 donation to Camp Friendlies, that's a program for children with disabilities. Wow. So it's really great. It's now through February 13th. So
cool.
Go to Friendlies, do the $1 donation. You get free kids cones and $5 off a $25
purchase.
Too bad
their ice cream sucks. Other than that, it would be a great prize.
Well, some of their ice cream's really good. They have some fat-free, sugar-free stuff that
terrible.
I really like.
It's terrible. It used to be great, but it's awful now.
Here's a great deal
But
it's free.
Free.
And you help a good cause.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a great Super Bowl deal. A free party tray at Kroger's and affiliated stores is up to a $12.99 value. It's a free deli party tray. You get here and get the coupon. And actually, figure this. If you've got, like, you know, let's say you've got 6 buddies, you're all going to go watch the Super Bowl, get 6 of these coupons, all go to Kroger's or affiliated stores, and pick up this party tray, and you can, you know, get
free.
A couple of beers. And it's, you know, almost
free.
Right. Free. Never
know.
Yeah. Here's a Valentine's Day thing. There's a website called Rulala, and we have the gift code where you can get a $30 gift code for Red Envelope for only $15. Red Envelope's a wonderful site if you want to buy
stuff.
Yeah,
cool
great
gifts.
Stuff. Cool gifts at Red Envelope. So this is basically 50% off, a $30 gift certificate for only $15. And we also have a free ebook with 30 Valentine's Day recipes for romance, Doug. Who knows? You might get lucky if you cook your lady friend some of this stuff.
Yeah. If I had a lady friend to cook for, I'd be happy to do that.
And if you really want to save money, today is February 3rd, and Panda Express, don't forget, is giving away free firecracker chicken. If you want to light some stuff up with your lady friend, make some fireworks with her, bring her to Panda Express and get free firecracker chicken. Just that's today only.
Wow. All right, all that at DougStefan.com. All right, so Richie,
yep.
I have a technical question. Others may have come up with this. I just logged on to DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com, and I went there for a moment, and then something popped up on the screen.
Okay.
It is a question about Doug Stefan viewership, or it's entitled Visitor's Survey. DougStefan.com. Dear DougStefan.com visitor, you've been selected to take part in our anonymous survey tell us what you think of DougStephan.com in this 30-second questionnaire, and to say thank you, we'll offer you a few exclusive offers.
No.
Who's doing that? I'm not doing that.
No, it's a virus on your local computer.
Oh, really?
That attaches itself to a website. I got one on a website.
So who's getting this information?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's the hacker.
Really?
Who's getting this information.
So somebody's hacked my website?
The end result is you win a prize and they want you to put in a... No, somebody hasn't hacked your website. Somebody's hacked into your computer. Not your computer, but it's...
Jennifer, congratulations.
Thank you, Doug. Have you been going to porn sites again?
Right. I heard about this on the news the other day. Basically, you get promise... Well, no, there's one, and this may be it or may not.
But you can't go back to the website from here. I have to
close
shut.
It. Just close it. Yeah. So bottom end result is they want you to give up a credit card to be able to get your prize for shipping or something like that.
You just use the CRN card since it's a
right, since it's handy by.
Right.
All right, so the Queen of Cheap information down here, the Home Depot Kids Workshop. Can we fix that Home Depot Children's Workshop, please?
You don't like the word kids?
No, I
don't.
I
like kid. That's what I like.
Kid is a goat. Goat
kid is not a goat.
Free
kid may be a good also.
Samples, gourmet pizza. Okay, so all that stuff. Good stuff there at gooddayshow.com. All right, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn in a moment. Actually, I was going to. We have time for a 2020 news quiz, or is it too late? I probably should do this in the next hour, right?
Yes.
It's too late for it because Jennifer wants to have her time.
I'm so
for
eager.
The latest in television news. Speaking of Valentine's Day, by the way, we have at the website today, you can see, and this will be here from now until. Next week, Valentine's Day, the mistakes that men make on Valentine's Day and how to avoid them. That's an exclusive deal. You'll find the mistakes and the remedy at gooddayshow.com. Headlines from today's program. I'll tell you, the only thing you have to do, you have to know one telephone number, and that's it. Make sure Valentine's Day is not a bust for you, and that's 800-PRO-FLOWERS, or actually the first four letters, 800-PRO-FLOW, 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Go there for the 100 Blooms of Love, the free glass vase, $19.99. Add $10, and you can get this exclusive upgrade, chocolates, a teddy bear, lavender bath kit, all of it for $10 more. Plus, you'll pay shipping. You may play when you get these things, and that'd be a good deal. A huge bouquet. All the extras are included. If you haven't tried Pro Flowers before, you can't lose. Try them today. Try them right now. Go to 800-PRO-FLOWERS or go to proflowers.com. You'll use the code Doug. You can write it in the microphone in the upper right-hand corner on the website, proflowers.com, or use it when you call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. But you've got to remember, these things are hard to find, and the offer is good through tomorrow. So take advantage of it today. Do not wait till the last minute. Right now, order. Get it done. 100 Blooms of Love plus a free glass vase, $29.99 when you add in the chocolates, the teddy bear, and the lavender bath kit. Wow, what a deal. 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention Doug, or go to proflowers.com and click on the microphone and type in Doug.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. Just starts to brew, waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
As Jennifer is here to talk about what's on TV, one of the big television events of the weekend, if not sports events, is this weekend, the Super Bowl. So our poll today asks you what your favorite Super Bowl snack is. Pizza, chips or the other salty snacks, cookies or sweet snacks, beer, or all of the above. I'd do cookies and chips and pizza. I wouldn't bother with a beer if it were me, but that's just
I'll
me
drink your share. Wash it down.
Very well, yeah. I'll wash it down with some good, healthy, nutritional, like a MetaFast shake.
Good idea.
Use that. Wash it down with that. All right, so we're talking a lot about Oprah interviewing the judges from American Idol. Here's Randy talking about the new season with Oprah.
The show has really just gone on. I mean, you know, Simon's doing his thing. You know, he's our dear friend for life. Ryan and I were talking about this last night. You know, we started this, me, him, Paula. And, you know, we just, you know, we've kind of morphed into this season 10 thing that is really exciting. I love these two. I mean, you know, we got the legendary rocker. We got the triple threat here. I mean, you know, you got the dog here. I mean, I think it's a good pairing. And what's most important about these kind of shows, Oprah, is that we're having a good time, man. It's great camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? Already.
How many times did he say, you know?
You know, dog?
You know.
Right. Not a good interviewer. Aww. All right. Let's see what Steven Tyler sounds like talking to Oprah.
It's seven cities, it's 100 kids a city, it's 50 a day, and you sit there for 6-7 hours over and over, and the next person, and the next person. And sometimes it's a long haul, and then at the end of the day, there's that little gem that just knocks us all out and right. Makes us cry.
Dude, you're getting paid $7.5 million for doing the show. What the hell are you complaining about?
We only see 100 people, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, right. Jennifer is getting 14. Tyler's getting 7.5. And Randy's up close to 20, apparently.
Wow.
But you know what? Simon was about 40 or something.
Right,
he was a
right.
participant in the show. All right, so Jen, what else are people talking about with regard to, is it Charlie Sheen? All of the TV entertainment shows are all talking about Charlie Sheen.
Right. They're saying that he, you know, he's doing rehab at home, which everybody feels is just a big joke, that he's really not getting help. So his parents, Martin Sheen, his dad's trying to step in and take conservatorship, say that five times fast, to take over his financial affairs because he's just out of control. So,
Yeah. But this doctor, what an opportunist he is. He was this guy, Paul Nassif, who supposedly is his friend. It was all...
Anybody smell Conrad Murray?
Yeah, right. No, I smell
an
opportunity.
Bad.
All right, what else?
All right, good news for NCIS fans. NCIS has been renewed early by CBS, and Mark Harmon is going to stick with the show. Mark Harmon's the most popular guy on TV right now, according to many surveys.
Yeah.
Which is kind of exciting news. MTV also, Rich, this one's for you, is going to bring back Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
The launch date hasn't been set, but it will be this year.
Oh, that's awesome. More intellectual stimulation. on television.
Beavis.
Shut up, Beavis.
Meanwhile, Zsa Gabor is broke and they have to sell their mansion in Bel Air for $28 million after her operation. That's too bad.
But you can't move in until she dies.
51 after.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Funny Pit Time on Good Day, trying to help make your life better at 53 past the hour. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit radio program and in charge of Money Pit Enterprises in his home. The Money Pit is where they keep the money, downstairs in the basement. That's it, right. So the weather outside is frightful.
Yes, it is.
And it isn't just in your neck of the woods in New Jersey or Roberta in New York or me where the farm is in New England. This is a sweep about 2,000 miles wide from Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, in through the Midwest, into the upper, like from Chicago or North Dakota even, across temperatures 20, 30 below zero, the wind, the freezing rain, which brought down power lines. And you got to wonder, as everybody's trying to figure out, okay, what do I do next? Even though a lot of the news coverage of this, Tom, has been extraordinarily naive, like there's never been snow like this before, one of the things that we really ought to do is practically help people. One of the first things folks ought to know is, and I think we touched on this maybe last week, but it's more paramount, I think, now. When the snow builds up, and if your house is not tight, the heat's going to get out from under the eaves. Yeah. It's going to melt the snow. It'll go into the, if you have gutters, and it'll jam up there. And when it melts some more, into your house it goes.
That's right. So, it's called an ice dam.
Right. So what do you recommend? Is it too late for people to try to get up on their homes and place those wires that melt the snow into the
It's too dangerous to do that right now. Yeah. I mean, the one thing that you can do is sometimes in your attic you have insulation that's pushed too far forward towards the eave, and it blocks the airflow. And that can also contribute to ice dams. But when you have a lot of ice that cakes in that area, and then you have the water that melts above on the roof, which is more directly over the heated space of the house, that's why when you look up at a roof, you'll see like a, it seems like it melts from the top down, and it, you can see the shingles there first, but it does collect at that eave. That water will hit that ice dam and back up and get into the house and into the exterior wall. I mean, the good news, if there is any good news, is that that is storm damage that's covered by homeowners insurance. But the way you prevent it next time is with ice and water shield, which goes up underneath the shingle. So that should be like your first spring project.
Yeah.
If it happened this winter,
it can happen again.
Don't put it off. Yeah. Even though, like, oh, you're like, okay, we got through the winter. I got 9 months before I have to worry about it again. No, just
do it now
and be done with it. Because it used to be that we only did that up in the northern climates, but we're seeing it more and more, you know, down far as south as Baltimore, even Delaware.
Yeah. All right. Somebody came to me with the idea to sell milk paint in my dairy store.
Oh, milk paint. Boy, there's a blast from the past. That was tough stuff.
Well, then it's now being revitalized because people object to the latex paint because it doesn't work. People who had used oil-based paints before, but apparently this milk paint, if I did know about it, it's sort of like it was a fog. And then about a week ago, somebody said to me, why aren't you, dairy stores sell milk, ice cream, all that stuff.
Right.
So why aren't you selling a milk-based paint? And I looked at them strangely and said, huh? And then I Googled it and found that there are a couple of really good sources, including kits, that if I want to sell the milk to people, they can make their own milk paint.
Well, I'll tell you, here's how I know about milk paint. I know that it's almost impossible to get off. If you run across this on some old woodwork in your house, it is darn tough stuff. I mean, it's like as tough as like a shellac.
Yep.
And it really adheres very, very well. I actually had a staircase in my house that was painted with milk paint, and it was very, very difficult to get that stuff off. So, you know, if that's an option for you, why not look into it? I will say that because we're taking out all the chemicals out of paints today, that, you know, adhesion is an issue. You have to sort of follow the rules more carefully than ever before. For example, now, you know, you could get away years ago with not doing a primer. Now it's impossible to do that. If you're going to paint, you have to have primer first, then the top coat, because the primer has the glue, it has the adhesive qualities that binds to that substrate, and then the top coat binds not to the substrate, but it binds to the primer. So unless you put things in that order, you're leaving the glue layer out.
Ron has written us that he's trying to figure out how to paint his home when the weather gets better. He keeps hearing about vinyl sprays called liquid siding with lifetime warranties. What do you think about that, he wants to know.
Do you think if there was a paint with a lifetime warranty that every major paint manufacturer in America would like to have that out? I've heard about it. I've not heard good things about it. If you Google like liquid siding complaints, I think you'll find boatloads of people that are unhappy with the product. It seems like it's a good thing, but
I think
it's
a good idea.
Too good to be true. I mean, it doesn't work.
Who did something with what they call plastic or rubber paint.
Right.
Supposedly it was supposed to work and last forever, and already has bubbled up because they didn't do a good job cleaning. You got to clean the surface. My father taught me that. Clean the surface. You have to be clean, no dirt, no water, nothing. Otherwise, no matter what you put down, it's going to come back up.
That's right. It's all in the prep, man. It's all in the prep.
Right. I've heard that. Let me write that down. Tom Kreitler says
prep
it's
makes
all
perfect
in the prep. Prep makes perfect even better. So that's why all of you should go to a prep school. 59 past the hour. Check out the Money Pit Radio show through gooddayshow.com.